My name is Chris Gutierrez. I'm with Southern California Senior Resources. Financial issues with the economy right now is the biggest concern. And I think what we're doing here, and I think in the last few years, it's changed in that we're trying to bridge the gap between their finances and the facilities. And I often call facilities and I'll ask them, can you maybe lower the rate a little bit for this family and kind of give them the case of the particular senior? And I'm asking maybe to reduce their fees as well. Some facilities have what they call move-in fees, which is a flat fee of, let's say, $1,000. And some families cannot afford that, so I might call them and ask them on their behalf. This whole market with senior housing has changed dramatically with the recession or the economic times we're going through in the last 3 or 4 years. It's changed quite a bit, kind of like real estate. For us in our business, I think that we're working harder than we had to in the past where people called us even 4 or 5 years ago. They would call me, I'd give them a list of facilities, and they would choose one, and it was a lot more simple. Now it's we're really giving families a list still, but prior to giving them the list, I'm calling facilities and trying to negotiate for them maybe a lower rate. And we are seeing a lot of families now that are planning a much more, many more families now that are applying for Medi-Cal or Medicaid, and they're also calling for elder law, maybe attorneys or specialists that help them to get onto Medi-Cal and Medicaid. And we're seeing a big surge in people calling, trying to get government help. We really try to have a low-key approach to have them open up their finances. And every now and then, families are a little standoffish with their finances, especially we have found that many males will be, maybe pride, but they're a little more closed off to giving us that information. But we do ask them how much their parents might get in Social Security, maybe a pension, maybe any investments. And then with that, we'll still ask them how much of that, let's say, for example, $2,000, do their parents need for any kind of debt or to pay for their insurance. And then we'll take that as a true number towards their monthly budget. We had somebody recently, a tough case was, it was a 51-year-old trying to place her 52-year-old brother who has full-blown dementia. And being as young as he has yet to get Social Security or Medicare. So the family had to pull all the resources together, and they did do it, but it was just very heartbreaking to hear that a 51-year-old is actually trying to find a place for her brother and not one of her parents, which is the norm over here. You know, I had lunch with an elder law attorney right now, and what I asked him was, what is his biggest challenge? And he said, it's family dynamics. You might have, for example, two siblings. One is okay to spend their parents' money, and they want to find them the nicest place in, let's say, Malibu or Santa Monica or a more affluent part of the state. And the other sibling wants to save that money for themselves. They know that when their parent passes, maybe their parent has a disease that's really progressing pretty rapidly. So the other sibling might think, let's just find the least expensive facility we can. We're seeing people calling now for family mediators to sit down with everybody and try to get them all on the same page. It is becoming more prevalent where people, even if their parents only get $800 a month, they're keeping them at home because they need that their parents' check to help them supplement their income. And you might have another child that says, mom or dad need to be in a nursing home. So we need to give that money to the government for Medicaid or Medi-Cal to put them in nursing. In the last year, we've seen a very big rise in people keeping their parents at home, even though their parents have a moderate to high level of care, because maybe they're unemployed and they need their parents' money to help them supplement their income. Even the last 6 months, where the nursing homes right now that take Medicaid or Medi-Cal are not full. And even about a year ago, most nursing homes in Southern California were pretty full. I think it's an emotional decision, but I think in this economy right now, people are doing what they have to do to keep their home or keep their kids in school or to pay their bills. So if it means mom and dad at $700 or $800 a month being in the home, then that's what they're doing.